joining us on the line, spokesperson for Gauteng MEC of Education, Steve Mabona. Thank you for joining us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, and to all our listeners.
So one of the questions that we were debating earlier here in studio is, of course, the focus when a terrible incident like this happens, the focus is on the school, and we always start looking at, well, should there be more security, and should we have done this, and should we have done that? But the reality is it's a very fine balance. The minute we start putting greater security measures in place, searching students when they come into the schools, trying to police students, we've created ultimately an environment that we actually don't particularly want for the schools. In some ways, these types of incidents are less reflective about what's going on in the schools, but more reflective about a broader problem, which to some extent makes it a bit of an unreasonable ask for the Department of Education to tackle. What is your response or your feeling to something like that?
Look, that's what we will be saying, that on our own as a department, it will be difficult for us to manage such incidences. Hence, we advocate for parent participation, parent availability, and assisting us to make sure that we instill discipline in our children. We raise children that are ready to be in a classroom, that when they are school, they will not think of anything beyond them being educated or being imparted with knowledge and education. So, and the respect thereof. I mean, you can't find a situation whereby learners go to school and they start disrespecting their teachers, and those are their elders anyway. So it's more of a societal challenge that we find ourselves in, because the issue of gangs and the violence that is perpetrated by some of these gang members, it becomes a challenge. Because when parents are called on many occasions to come to school when the SDP want to instill discipline in their children, the first thing that comes to mind, a parent will say, no, it's not my child.
I think as parents we all do that. We don't want to hear anything negative about our children. It's very hard. It's very, very difficult.
Definitely, because now we need to understand that this is a different environment that we're operating in. So a benefit of doubt is needed, you know, when coming to raising children. And when we are told that this is what your child has done, we need to look closer to what is it that I can do as a parent to try and assist my child.
Yeah, it is difficult. And I guess the only way that the schools could possibly look to become part of this is to have maybe social workers or kids that are identified, the schools maybe being able to identify kids that are possibly at risk for violence, at risk for gangs. But unfortunately, the reality is that our schools are under severe pressure. Teachers are under pressure. Classrooms are full. It's the reality is quite different to what we would want to achieve. It must put tremendous strain on the whole system.
The parent participation it becomes key now, because once you accept and say my child is a problem, and then we are in a position to can assist you as a department. We do have structures. We do have a unit that is called psychosocial unit in our space. They have psychologists. They have social workers that will go to schools and assist our children. But if you don't accept that there's a problem here, it becomes difficult, because you can't do anything to your children if you don't have a consent. A parent must consent and say, yes, assist my child. Then we'll be in a position to do that. But if you don't have that acknowledgement coming from a parent to say, yes, I think there's a problem here, then it becomes a problem for a challenge for the entire system.
Yeah, it really does. How are you dealing with the kids over the last few days in terms of the violence that they might have seen, the trauma that they have experienced?
The unit has been at the school conducting counseling. There are those that were coming at school. We managed to conduct necessary counseling, but there are those that could not come. We encourage them to come today. so that they receive that necessary support. But by look of things, we might commence with our examination on Thursday. We should be in a position to do that, to announce probably midday after assessing the situation. So that will then assist us to say probably on Thursday you will still have those that will be fighting, continue on Friday, continue. And then next Monday you will then have, you know, those that will still be coming to write, because we don't have learners writing at, you know, at the core,
right.
Like for instance from same grade. So you have different grades that will be at school. Like on the day that we experienced this challenge, we had only your grade 12, 11, and 10. Your grade 8 were not there. So you will then facilitate your examination in that spot. So we'll announce later to say we're starting tomorrow or not.
Right. All right. And I'm chatting to Steve Mabona. He is the spokesperson for the Gauteng MEC of Education. And certainly from looking at it from our perspective, although unfortunately these incidents are absolutely horrific and the ones that we all are shocked by, certainly the response by the Gauteng MEC and the department has been swift. It's been focused. And certainly we commend you for that. Let's hope that these incidents are very, very rare. Time is 8:36. I was chatting to a spokesperson for the Gauteng MEC of Education, Steve Mabona. Your thoughts on that? 34519.